It's Tuesday, June 23rd, 2020. My name is Mitchell Chulin, and this is my birthday. It's also the Daily Download.
Support for AV Nation is brought to you by
Extron, industry-leading technology backed by world-class support.
Today's Daily Download comes from Resi Week 191. Rich Fragosa is joined by Hagai Feiner and Louis Frank talking about 8K displays. Hagai Feiner starts off talking about how video over IP solutions have affected home networks and what 8K could bring to that disruption.
I will tell you that for the first time in my entire history at Access and in the industry, which is the same amount of years, about 16 years, this is the first time I'm seeing AV starting to bend the network. It was always the other way around. The network had all this capacity, and AV was just, you know, this light, usually control commands, really sensitive to latency, needing no bandwidth, and video over IP changed everything. And if one thing I've noticed is that beyond the demand for video over IP on our systems, which is driving a lot of the sales on the custom system side of what we do, if you look at the history of video, and initially, let's say you had Valens as kind of a, I call them a gateway product. Valens created HD base T, that standard where you have an endpoint and you have a source and you have, you know, a Cat5 between the two of them, and you can transfer video and network and whatever other control, whatever you wanted. Everything is now transitioning into pure IP switching routing platforms. And that drives the capacity on our networks. And we now have to create designs with 10 gig uplinks, multi 10 gig uplinks that get maxed out, because no project is ever deployed exactly the way it's been drawn out, you know, back in engineering. Everything changes. The environment is always dynamic. We have this property in Beverly Hills that's three levels, and we thought we were going to do it one way, and it ended up being another way, and we had to do a bunch of workarounds. There's all that, this technology that comes out from Crestron, the new generation of NVX, has a different set of demands. Sometimes we find things that are wrong on a switch manufacturing side with Ruckus, and it's just, it's been, for us, a little bit drinking from a fire hose, even if the link is kept at one gig, because there's multiples of them. So I don't even want to imagine when, you know, when this transfers to 10 gig, because you want to drive 8K content and you want to do that with light compression, not heavy compression, to keep your quality. It's going to require more of all of us. But the good news is the ball's still coming our way. So give me your money and I'll make it work.
Thank you for listening to today's Daily Download. If you like this podcast, make sure you subscribe and comment on iTunes, and also check out all the other fine programming we have here at AV Nation at avnation.tv, avnation.tv.
The network for the AV industry.
What are you listening to?
This
is AV.
This is AV Nation.
This is AV Nation.